Well, we're just starting to get some earnings from the technology companies. We had some disappointing numbers out of some of the semiconductor names earlier in the week. We had Amazon last night. Disappointing numbers. That stock was down as much as 7 or 8%. It's only down 1.3% here as the market rallies. To get a sense of kind of what we should be looking forward to as it relates to tech earnings, we welcome David Garrity, Chief Market Strategist for Laidlaw & Company. He's also a partner at BT Block, joining us live here in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studio. So, David, let's just start with Amazon. Last night, kind of they obviously missed on earnings, the guidance on the profitability side, again, a little bit light. I guess raising concerns for some investors like, oh, here we go again, back into investment spend. What do you make out of the Amazon numbers last night?
Well, I think in terms of what we're seeing, not bad numbers if we look in terms of some of the high growth areas for the company, i.e. around cloud computing, Amazon Web Services. You know, numbers there were up a fairly solid 35% year over year. People who are inclined to pick nits might say, well, that was a deceleration from the year over year growth of 37% the quarter before. But 35 or 37, you still got a fairly robust number, especially against the backdrop where we're looking about 20% of the U.S. economy being in recession. Relative to their forward guidance, I mean, Amazon has always sandbagged the numbers. And certainly things are set up right now going into the fourth quarter where the U.S. consumer looks to be relatively okay where unemployment levels are. So, you know, I think broader numbers are for a 4% industry-wide retail increase in the fourth quarter, but obviously Amazon's going to do a multiple of that, just given how much they've strengthened themselves and given their investments in the quarter to strengthen their Prime offering to deliver goods within one day, and also the fact that they staffed up here ahead of the holiday quarter.
Let's talk about the clouds, in particular cloud computing with respect to AWS, because that was a big disappointment as well. And it's amazing how significant a proportion of the profits of Amazon come from AWS, really. So what happened there?
In terms of AWS, you certainly are seeing greater competition coming in from Microsoft Azure service. Now, one might argue how these companies put their numbers together as they report them. In terms of look at AWS, the revenue number was $9 billion. If you look at Microsoft's, you know, cloud computing numbers, they're saying they're doing $11.2 billion, which would make them look larger. But even if you disaggregated the Microsoft numbers, just focused on Azure alone, Azure's growth rate in the third quarter was 65%. Year over year, which arguably is well ahead of 35%. So it looks as if Amazon is developing competition. Also, in terms of looking at cloud computing, while we don't have the numbers now, we will have them from Google after the close on Monday as to how they've been doing in terms of their own cloud offering. So clearly, not necessarily AWS, Amazon Web Services game right now. They may still be the market leader, but they have others who are intent on catching up.
Earlier this week, we had Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg appear before Congress for most of the day, quite a grilling. I wonder what you thought about, A, his performance, and B, does this signal that big U.S. tech is really under a new microscope by the U.S. regulators?
Well, it may not necessarily be tech widely, but it certainly is Facebook specifically. And one might argue that the speech that Zuckerberg had given prior to the Capitol Hill testimony, the speech he gave at Georgetown University, where he was trying to say that Facebook, and in terms of what's being advertised on it, should be protected by the First Amendment rights. But the fact of the matter is, if we deal with other media organizations such as this, there are standards that have to be observed in terms of the truthfulness from a factual standpoint of the content that's being represented. And to the extent that Zuckerberg refuses to draw a line on making sure that either A, there's factual truth in the political advertising that's being put onto its platform, or B, just decides to step away from all political advertising entirely, because it's not really a very large part of their business, so why sacrifice their integrity to do it? You know, Mark Zuckerberg refuses to step away from a position that has people saying that Facebook really is disinformation for profit as a business model.
Did you know that facts, we were supposed to be doing facts all this time?
That's what I understand.
Wow, you don't say. All right, look, I want to shift gears a little bit and talk about Twitter, because Twitter share is still down today after yesterday's nearly 21% decline. And I'm just wondering how bad you thought the results were, given the fact that they're proving that they can actually increase their user base, which had been a question for a while.
Right. Well, there's still going to be a greater risk going into the forward 12 months around the 2020 election cycle that, you know, these users may very well be bots. So I think that there's still some skepticism that could be applied.
So you're not buying it. You don't think that they actually have increased their user base that much?
It's entirely possible that they may not. And
the other evidence are you basing that on?
Well, I mean, just in terms of how they've gone through and had to purge their user base in the past, and that we're going into a point from a political cycle where you're going to see efforts ramped up. I mean, not to say that it's a Twitter issue, but you know, Facebook themselves came out and said, oh, we've just shut down 4 campaigns on our platform.
But doesn't Twitter do this in real time? I mean, they don't wait until like one big sweep moment, do they?
It remains to be seen. I would say that the problems that you've got with Facebook, I mean, Twitter is basically Facebook writ small. I mean, yep. So I would say that, tech as a whole is not going to be subject necessarily to scrutiny, although arguably one might say that it's going to. But I would say that the tip of the iceberg here really has to do with the social media companies. And granted, Facebook this year has been, a phenomenal stock. I think it's been up 35-37%. Not a bad return. But still, a company that arguably going forward faces greater headwinds than not. The same would apply relative to Twitter.
Do you think these social media companies will be more regulated by the U.S.?
Well, I think that they need to meet the standards that other more traditional media and news organizations have to meet. So from that standpoint, time to get them out of the sandbox and put them into the pool with everybody else.
David Garrity, thank you so much, as always, for being with us and giving us your thoughts. Interesting to hear about the idea of whether the user base really has increased all that much, raising that issue ahead of the U.S. election. David Garrity, Chief Market Strategist for Laidlaw & Co. and also a partner at BT Block, joining us here in our Interactive Broker Studios.